Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager Neil Baker. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Another 3 points, but a different sort of game from some of the others.
Yeah, it's the type of performance that we have to put in. At times we weren't brilliant today. Pitch was quite bobbly, and we weren't our best. But
did you deserve 3 points?
Yeah, we deserved 3 points. I don't think they had too many opportunities. They had a couple of chances near the end.
Was that through our own doing on some occasions?
A bit of both really. I thought we were dogged, but without playing brilliantly. But you know, we needed to come here and get a result, and it's exactly what we've done. And you've got to remember, they've only played one game in the last week. Where this was our fourth game in sort of eight nine days. So it's been a brilliant week, really. You know, 12 points from 12 is absolutely fantastic, and it leaves us looking up as opposed to looking down.
And it was a physical battle. It was competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, and initially there wasn't that much Garmath action. It was a question of just doing the basics well.
Yeah, it was. I think that we probably had in the game maybe three or four good passages of play where we sort of opened them up. I think the first one where Dobbo had a shot blocked. It was a great little through ball from Warren, and Lynchy pulled it back for Dobbo. That was probably our first sort of real sight on goal. And then the second one was the goal. Great little sort of drive into space from Lynchy, and he just popped it off to Wellesley, who's put it across goal. And I think we had the one in the second half where Scott's done brilliant in the midfield and ended up the ball bobbling up just as he was about to finish it. You know, it would have been a great goal. So we didn't open them up too much more than that, but it was difficult. The pitch wasn't easy.
And they were physical. They battled for everything, and the back four particularly stood up hard to that.
Yeah, we didn't give much up. I didn't think we started great first 15 minutes. I thought they probably started the better of the two teams, and I thought we started to stamp our authority on the game a little bit more, but without overly hurting them. But it's the type of performance you have to do sometimes. Have to put in and come away with 3 points and a clean sheet. I think that's three in the last four games, which isn't something that we've sort of been talking about.
Jack will be happy.
Yeah, Jack will be happy. I mean, it's something that you want from your team. You want clean sheets, and you know, as I say, all of a sudden we've picked up three from four. So delighted. You know, that I think there was a few heavy legs and tired legs there today. It's been a really, really tough period of time, but they've just gone from strength to strength, and to win six from seven is remarkable.
Rotating the squad again today?
Yeah, we're rotated. You know, we've taken Matt Day out, we've taken Sean out, and we've taken Togs out, and we'll make more changes on Tuesday night, no doubt, and between now and the end of the season. We've got to believe in the squad. We believed in it early on in the year, and it was working then, and it's working now. So, it's a nice win. It probably flattens Tiverton and Royston. You know, I think we only need a 5-point swing between us and Tiverton now, and 2 points with Royston, and I think they play each other next weekend. So you'd expect one of those potentially to knock each other out, and if we go and do the business on Tuesday, we can be in the playoffs by next Saturday.
Any particular standout or strong performances out there?
I thought Matt Lynch was excellent tonight or today. Through the middle, he got the ball. He kept the ball well. He drove. He battled. He took a lot of stick from me after the Kings Lynn game, and deservedly so. You know, he wasn't happy with what I said. After the game, I was pretty emotional, and he's served his suspension. He took a bit of grief from us for a period of time, and I think he's come back superbly in the last four or five games. Massive credit to him. It could have been quite easy to sulk about it and down tools a little bit, but he hasn't. He's been brilliant. Delighted for him. I thought he was excellent today. I thought he was our standout player.
And Smarty again having another good game at the back.
Yeah, Smarty did really well. Thought Josh did well as well. You know, the back four, I thought we were quite solid. You know, I think it was a chance right near the end where Wellesley got himself in the right position, and I think he thought he might have had a bit more time, and you know, that almost dropped for them. And I think there was just one mix up between, I think it might have been Smarty and Jack right at the end, which we might have been punished for, but we weren't. You know, we can go home happy in the knowledge that we've got 3 points, happy that we're still 13 points clear. There's only 6 games for Tiverton and 5 games for Royston, and from our point of view, Kings Lynn have dropped points today, which means if we can get a win on Tuesday, it sets up a fantastic game for next Saturday.
Yeah, and in terms of the squad and injuries, obviously nice to see Floody back on the pitch, getting some more minutes. That must be pleasing. Any other concerns?
No real injury concerns at the moment, other than obviously Ben Harris and Simon Dunn. Guy got through the warm-up today, so Guy will come into the side on Tuesday, which is another positive. I thought, you know, obviously he had an impact injury at Weymouth where I thought he was excellent. And obviously Floody, you know, we'll get some more minutes as well. So it'll probably be from the bench again on Tuesday, you know, with the possibility of starting against Kings Lynn.
And with the games coming thick and fast, it's relentless now over the next few weeks. The number of games doesn't slow down. How are you going to keep it going? How are you going to keep that momentum that you've now built?
Keep winning. I think that's a simple way of doing it. You know, these games are tough when you're not getting results, and when you're grinding out wins, which we've been doing, wasn't as free flowing as it has been probably in the last sort of few weeks. But you know, we ground out the win today, and that gives you confidence as a team. You start forgetting about the heavy legs and the travelling and all that kind of stuff, and you just sort of get on with it. So you know, we've got a good group here, and you know, we're banging form at the moment.
Excellent. Thanks. Well, long may it continue. I'll catch what you see now.
Cheers, John.
Cheers.